Good morning, friends and family of Alamo United Methodist Church. This morning's opening will be a reading from the prophet Samuel. And you may recall that Samuel was a gift from the Lord to his mother Hannah. She prayed and prayed that she could have a child. And she was near beyond childbearing age. And she promised the Lord that she would dedicate him to the Lord if she was given a boy child. And she was. And Samuel ministered before the Lord even as a child, wearing a linen ephod, which his mother had made and brought to him where he was ministering. Moreover, his mother used to make him a little robe and bring it to him year by year when she came up with her husband to make their morning or their annual offerings. And after Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife and say, "The Lord give you descendants from this woman for the loan of her son that was given to the Lord." And they would go to their own home each year. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Happy New Year,
all right?
Happy New Year. Amen. All right, get it together, Ted. Welcome, everyone. We're so glad that you're here. And if you are a visitor, we want to welcome you this morning, and we thank God for you. And would you please, at this time, let's all go to the Lord in prayer this morning. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. Help me, Lord, to slow down and not be in a hurry this morning. Help me, Lord, to just take it easy and be calm. We ask, Lord, that you would put our focus on you and help us to keep our eye fixed on you this morning. Everything can move pretty fast, but, Lord, we know that you're in control. So be with us this morning and bless us. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This time, would you please stand and pass the peace to each other just by waving your hand or shaking your hand with each other. Make sure you see everybody, all right? That's important. Amen.
morning, church.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Gracious Father, your Son Jesus told us that you are pleased to give us your kingdom. Let your rule in our heart transform us from people who live to serve self to obedient subjects of you, our King, ready and willing to serve. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Stand for our opening hymn. We Christian friends rejoice. Good Christian friends rejoice with heart and soul and voice, giving heed to what we say. This is Jesus Christ is born today. Oxen as before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. Good Christian friends rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now they hear of endless bliss. News, news, Jesus Christ was born for this. He hath opened heaven's door, and they are blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this. Good Christian friends rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now they need not hear the great news, news, Jesus Christ was born. Calls you one, he calls you all. In his everlasting hall, Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save.
Congregation, please be seated.
Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you have made this worship service possible here in your land. And we thank you, Lord, that you have made our living in your land possible. Be with us, Lord, and help us to give generously. Yet, whatever we give, we ask that you multiply it, make it be sufficient for whatever use you have of it. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
morning.
Good morning.
Our readings today are from Luke chapter 12, verses 32 to 40. Our key verse is chapter 12, verse 40. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourself that will not wear out. A treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed ready for service and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or toward daybreak. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
such a great message in it. Dear Lord, we ask that you be with, especially with Miss Heather and Pastor Ted this morning as they bring the message that you have given them, that we may learn from the message and take the news to the communities in which we live, Lord. Be with us and guide us as we go about this, and watch over us this day and forever, Lord Jesus. In your holy name we pray.
Good morning. I'm Heather. I know you're new. Let me introduce myself. Welcome in your name. Mariana. Well, welcome. We'd love to have you this morning. How was y'all's Christmas? Good? Yeah? All right. So the scripture that we're talking about today is being prepared and ready. And I'm prepared and ready. Why? You don't have a pen. Okay, I have one right here. So that means we're prepared, right? Okay. I need you to brush your teeth. Are you ready? You don't have a toothbrush. We're not prepared and ready. These are some things that we have to be prepared and ready. Can you get up this morning and just come to church? I mean, you can, but you probably should be clothed, right? Yes. So those are things that we can be prepared and ready. When you go to school, sometimes you have to prepare for tests, right? You study so you can be prepared for tests. Maybe not. Not yet. You're in second grade. You don't have tests in second grade. Okay, well, I'm sure your sister can say that you have to be prepared and ready for tests, right? So what are ways that we can be prepared and ready for God? Because he said he's coming back, right? So what are some things that we can be prepared and ready for? How can we be prepared? We can spread the word of God's love, yes. We can show God's love, right? Yes. So when we come to church and we're learning and we're preparing, sometimes things will be dark. But you know what? God says there's always a flashlight, that he's shining bright, and we just need to focus on him, right? Yes. They're tired. It's been a long week. Are ready to go back to school yet? Not yet. Second grade is a lot. It's not ready. Okay. All right. So let's remember this week that we're always going to be doing things to be prepared and ready for God's return, right? So we're going to share love. We're going to share his message with our friends. And the ways that we can do that as children is sometimes just making sure that if somebody needs a hug or somebody needs an ear to listen, that we do that, right? And even our mom and dad, sometimes they just need us to pick up our room the first time they tell us. And sometimes that's hard, but we can always be working on it, right? All right. Let's say a prayer. Dear God, thank you for loving us and giving us faith. Help us to be ready and faithful, trusting in you and focusing on the internal treasures. Keep our faith flashlights on, shining brightly as we fix our eyes on you, Jesus, and live for you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Have a good week, guys. See you next week. Thank you for coming.
Good morning, dear ones. Question for you this morning before we get started. How many of you got exactly what you wanted for Christmas? Amen. Amen. You're happy this morning, right? Okay. All right. Second part of that question. How many of it didn't get exactly what you wanted, but you're still happy with it? Amen. Amen. God is good either way, isn't he? Amen. Our title this morning is Ready and Faithful. Ready and Faithful. Our text this morning is Luke chapter 12, verses 32 through 40. And I believe you can find that text also in your bulletin as well. You know. As we begin this morning, I want to put this in context for you this morning. Our Lord is going about, and his journey starts in Luke chapter 9, verse 51. He is on his way to Jerusalem, the holy city of God. And on the way, he's going to do a whole bunch of teaching, and he's going to give a whole lot of instructions to his disciples and also to the crowd that's listening in. And this is the context that we'll start with in our passage. And our passage, as I said, is Luke 32 through 40. And you could divide this passage into two sections. The first section, verses 32 through 34, will focus on the fact that he wants us to be, focus on faith. That's 32 through 34. And the other section will be verses 35 through 40. This is where he focuses on his teachings on being ready. So we're going to be focusing today, this morning, about being ready and faithful. Now, how many of you are scared this morning? What are you scared? How many of you are scared? Don't be afraid. If you're scared about anything, I'm scared the Cowboys are going to lose today. How many? What are you afraid of? You know, somebody's afraid of something this morning. Amen. Now, all y'all can't be brave now. All right. You know, now some facts about the Bible. There are some commentators who say that the Bible contains 365 do not fear or don't be afraid commands. Never checked, but OK, I'll take their word for it. And this is pretty significant. Because the Bible has specific commands against fear for every day of the year. And that is awesome. But our passage we're going to talk about, it begins in Luke 12:32, where our Lord says this. He says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Now, I'm reading from the King James Version. I believe what you have is the NIV, and I have the King James Version because this was a larger print of my Bible that I have, and my eyes are getting to the point where I can't handle that little bitty print anymore, but it reads the same thing. Amen? So stay with me. So he says, "Don't be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." So right off the bat, you can see our Lord, he's very tender. He gives very tender encouragement to his disciples when he talks about, he calls them his little flock. And this is the only use of this term in the New Testament. And you'll find it's the same word that's used in Isaiah 40, 11. It's Jesus is our good shepherd. It says we can trust him and trust that he, like the shepherd, the shepherd describes in Psalm 23, would take care of his flock. So Jesus does not want us to be afraid of anything. He tells us, don't be afraid, because your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. And I got to tell you, folks, when the Lord tells us as believers to don't be afraid, then we should take him at his word. Amen? And don't be afraid and trust in him. And have that faith that he wants us to have, because he's going to take care of his flock. And in Psalms 23, 1-3, and I bet most of you probably have that memorized. That was one of the first verses I learned when I was a kid, was "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And he maketh me to lie down beside calm waters, and he restores our weary souls. You see, in him we have all that we need in Jesus. In him we're satisfied, and because of all of this, in addition to the fact that our Lord, our Father, is pleased to give us the kingdom, there's encouragement to let go of all the material wants and desires that's found in verse 33 and 34 of our scripture. He says, sell all that you have and give alms, and provide yourself bags which will wax not and old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approaches, neither moth corrupteth. In other words, he's saying, put your focus on me. Don't put your focus on all your material wealth. Sell your wealth and come with me and follow me. You see, folks, when you start to follow Jesus, he's got to be number one. Amen. It can't be your money. It can't be your money and anything else. He wants you to put all that behind and give that to the poor and come follow me. Because there were some back in those days who thought it was more important to have a lot of money than to follow the Lord. But Jesus is setting it straight there. So a question this morning, where is your treasure today? What are you holding on to? What's precious to you in your life? What occupies your mind and your energy all the time? You know, where's your head at? Where are you? And then, what's your hope for the future? What's your hope for the future? Ponder those questions with me. And it says, and note this statement from a writer by the name of Richard Foster. He had a book called Freedom of Simplicity. He says, Jesus Christ and all the writers of the New Testament call us to break free of all the lust and live in joyous trust. They point us toward a way of living in which everything, listen to this, everything we have is a gift. Do you realize that all that you have, it is a gift from the blessed Lord? Amen? It is because he loves you that he gave you what you have. Everything we have is cared for by God. All that we look at and all that we see around the environment, the beautiful trees, all the mountains, all of this comes from God. And everything we have is available to others when it is right and good. You see, this reality, it frames the very heart of Christian simplicity. It is a means of liberation and power to do what is right and to overcome the forces of fear. He doesn't want us to be afraid. And this is a very interesting connection here you can make between having a whole lot of stuff and being scared or being fearful. It may be worth considering to you this morning that the more things that you have to lose, the more opportunity you have to be scared of losing it all. What he's trying to, the statement is trying to tell us that it's better to build up our treasures in heaven. You know, and this is why the Lord, he gives encouragement, is to seek first the kingdom of heaven and to rid ourselves of any fear. That's also why he spends this next section we talked about staying ready. Are you ready this morning? Let's do some pretending this morning. Let's pretend for a moment that you have been given everything that you could ever wanted or possibly imagine. You're heir to a kingdom of unimaginable riches, and all you have to do, all you got to do, is wait patiently for the king to come back and give you this treasure and to pick you up. Now, this isn't a perfect one-on-one comparison of what's going to happen with the kingdom of God, but it's pretty similar. And Jesus' warning to everyone, even to us this morning, is to remain ready and watchful and be awake. Be ready to receive a kingdom inheritance that you can't lose. In Luke 35 through 40, he says, let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. It says, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for the Lord, when he will return for the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. And he says, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them sit, come and sit down, and will come forth and serve him. And so he says, and he shall come in the second watch, or he'll come in the third watch, and he'll find them so, and blessed are those servants. And know this, whatever watch or whenever he comes, he wants you to be ready. I got to tell you, folks, when the Lord comes, you won't have time to, as I like to say, to clean off your coffee table and put all those books away that you know you're not supposed to have. You're not going to have the time to go back and clean out the history file on all those websites that you've been. You're not going to have time to do that. You're not going to have time to go over and make amends with your neighbor that you've been putting off, or go talk to your mother or father that you won't call. You won't have time to do that. When he comes, he'll come like a thief in the night, amen, and be like a twinkle like that. So he wants us to be ready. He says, be ready and keep your lamps lit. That means stay awake. And that command is very clear. He says, the master of the house, he's coming home, and those in the house need to be ready. And if you ever had to wait for a long time for anything, you and I know how easy it is to get bored. We get distracted, and sometimes we even lose interest. But I want you to know this. The enemy of your soul, he doesn't want you to be ready. He only wants your death and destruction. So he's got another culture, and he fills it with temptation and all the distraction, all meant to take your focus away from what really matters. You see, if the enemy can get you staring at your phone all the time, looking at your bank account, looking at your neighbor's house, or looking at their yard, or looking at what they have, if he has you looking at that more than you're looking to God, then he's already got you in his pocket. He's already got you headed in the wrong direction. And believe me, you don't want to go in that direction, because in that direction, there's no green pastures, there's no calm waters, and there is no restoration. So, what do we do in this world of sin? How in the world is a believer to remain ready and faithful? Here's what you do, dear ones. You fix your eyes on Christ. Fix your eyes on Jesus. And as you run in this race, there's a race that's set before us. As you run it, you keep your eyes on Jesus. In Hebrews 12, chapter 12, verses 1 through 3 sums it up. You see, when you read that chapter, it talks about running this race with perseverance. It talks about throwing off all the everything that hinders you, including the sin that's entangling you. It talks about running this race with perseverance that's set before you. And it talks about keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus. And consider Jesus as you run, and keep his suffering in mind. Remember that what the Lord, when you get tired and discouraged and say, I can't do this anymore, Lord, remember what our Lord went through. Remember how he suffered, and he never gave up. And he'll give us the strength to keep going also. So, and don't grow weary. Don't lose heart. That's what Hebrews 12, 1, 2, 3 talks about. And you know what, folks? Think about this also. What are you going to do about all this? You know what to do. In Hebrews 12, 1, 2, 3, he's told you to throw off everything that hinders you, get rid of that sin, and to fix your eyes on Jesus. Going forward, will you be able to do that? So that's the question as we conclude this morning. How are we going to remain faithful and ready? How is our faith going to be different this coming week and this coming year? What are we going to do about it? And I want you to remember this. This life is a marathon. It's not a sprint. There's going to be times when it's more difficult to stay in it, the race, than others. And there are times when you've got to lean in and with good intentions, and be strong, and put your shoulder against the wheel, and gather in and with your community, your family, and especially with the Savior. And as Hebrews 12, 1, 2, 3 remind us, keep Jesus in mind as you run, and he will help you persevere through it all. He will help us all to remain ready and faithful. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. Lord, you've told us what to do this morning. We have no excuse. You want us to keep our eyes fixed on you. And you want us, Lord, to remain ready and faithful for this coming year. We can't do it alone, Lord. We need your help. Help us. In Jesus' name, amen. As we prepare for the invitation this morning, the question goes out to you this morning. The question goes out to me. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you faithfully waiting for the Lord? If he came right now, would you be ready to go? Or would you have to explain? It won't be time to explain. The altar is open for anyone who wants to make sure that they're ready. You don't got to tell me nothing, but you need to tell Jesus. Amen. Say, Lord, I'm ready. I'm waiting faithfully for you to come. And let me tell you, while you're waiting faithfully, he doesn't want you to just sit down and eat a whole bunch of food. You know, he wants you to get up and work. Amen? The altar is open for all who wish to come.
Please stand for our hymn of invitation, Joy to the World.
Joy to the world.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we go from here today, let us remember all those less fortunate than ourselves, and continue to pray for all who are homebound or ailing in some way. Be friendly and be safe, and let us join together again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you, and be gracious unto you. Let the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Will you stand for our closing hymn? Go tell it on the mountain.
there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and
everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain
that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed the Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and
everywhere.
Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lonely manger, the humble Christ was born, and God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hill, everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Go in peace.